Oh, Radio 191 FM podcast? Nice one.
We are going to have Rumi here in the studio having a wee chat. Do y'all, if you're okay, want to go around and introduce yourselves and roughly what you kind of do in the band?
Hi, I'm Izzy. I program the drums and I make the tape loops and I vocalize.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I am Thomas and I make guitarish noises.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mac. I play bass. That's kind of it.
Cool. And how would you all describe, for people who haven't heard Rumi before, what's your sound? What's your what's your vibe? What's the, you know, you don't have to use a genre, you can describe it in like animals or just furniture.
Fettuccine?
Yeah.
Quite, totally.
Quite long.
Yeah. Oh yeah, long
sound. Long extended.
Bit wobbly.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I would
cooked.
I would,
well cooked. Overcooked.
Definitely. I'd sort of also describe it as kraut influence,
yeah,
noise rock, very static extended music, sort of one chord for an hour type thing.
Cool. Well, you don't have an hour, by the way. You're the gig has to end like 9. You've only got like 30 minutes at best.
Yeah.
That's if we're running on time. And so you guys are playing at our all ages gig on Friday with Seek Help and Phaedra Love and
Pink Opaque.
I'm thinking, and not because I'm forgetting, but because I'm just remembering that I was meant to be doing a giveaway at the moment as well. The giveaway, by the way, is if you text in something you love about yourself. Can you all tell me something you love about yourself?
I love
I can, if you want, I can open the floor if it helps make it more chill. I love getting the opportunity to do random stuff. I think that's good.
True.
It's a good privilege.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I love having steady hands.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's really, actually, very jealous.
I like having ears. I think my ears are pretty good.
Yeah.
I like being able to hear in stereo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, imagine if you could only hear in mono.
It's kind of like crazy. One ear at the front.
Yeah, yeah.
I like being able to make music. Very obvious musician answer, but I like that I can just do that.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And so yeah, you two audience member can text in. And it'll be after this interview now, because I've done terrible timing and terrible organization, that you can win yourself a double pass to tomorrow's gig, which is with the wonderful Kira Wallace and Violet Hurst, who was just in here. And so you guys are actually also you guys are also playing another gig this week too, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The day after.
In fact. Yeah, the morning after, even, or afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a new venue opening in Kaikoura Valley called Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
We are playing the, you know, breathing life to this old warehouse as the kind of debut gig, with like 15 other bands. Something ridiculous. It's gonna be a big one, but we're on in the afternoon slot at 1:15.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you were saying before that you're going to actually kind of differentiate between the gigs a little bit. Is that right? You got some slightly different vibes to take to each show.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of we have three members and probably about three times that many instruments in the band. And you know, one set will probably be a bit more, you know, the
stripped back.
The Saturday set will feature a lot of one particular drum, while the Friday set will feature electronically programmed drums.
Yeah, cool.
And also, both sets will feature a lot of omnichord, actually.
Oh yeah, cool.
Got a very omnichord heavy set.
Yeah,
both days. Mm-hmm. And I think overall, Friday will have a lot more maniacal screaming. And Saturday we'll have a lot more extended jamming.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Cool. And what kind of stuff, because you guys have played before at yours, is that, have you played other shows as well?
No.
That was one show. Our one and only show last year was at yours.
I heard it was very good. How's things differentiated since then? Have you like been moving around into different like sonic spaces, or do you like not really think about it and you just kind of get together and create something?
Yeah, we kind of just get together, I think.
Yeah.
Of course, the gig was kind of at the end of the year, so there's been a big period.
We played the gig and then forgot we didn't get to practice for like 3 months on accident that. Yeah. So.
Very normal.
Because Mac went back to Christchurch.
Yeah.
I would say, though, that the original concept for the band was to have a live band with no drums and exclusively tape loop based percussion.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And now, since that first gig, we are using more drum machines and synthesizers as well as a single live drum.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of branching out into more, you know, more ways of doing percussion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Live tape loops is pretty hard and prone to
also tape loops issues. That sync up perfectly. Yeah, is really hard.
Totally.
It's a bit of an experiment.
Yeah. Would you describe that? You're experimental? It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess. Reluctantly. Reluctantly experimental. That's a good genre.
Yeah. Do you ever see a band that labels themselves as experimental?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's a horrible term being put on you.
Yeah.
Maybe could you tell us a little bit about some of the kind of writing process, if there is some, like is it about the function of equipment and like what you want to create with it, or is it about like coming up with an idea and seeing how you can like all interpret it in your own different ways? How do you come about creating a piece or writing a piece beforehand?
Sometimes
we just like someone starts just playing and then we just kind of join in, and then at the end we're like, wow, that was cool, and then can't remember how to do it again.
I think really I'd say Mac and Thomas are the songwriters of Rumi.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I do over top is always quite out there and different each time and could be whatever, but I think what I do in my approach is that the themes of my lyrics are always, everything is about control, domination, and sexual power.
Right. Wow.
And I guess trying to achieve sexual domination over the audience, not actually, but
that's good. Like,
not actually, but that's sort of what all the songs are about.
Yeah, cool.
From a perspective of someone trying to hurt someone else.
Oh, yeah. Gnarly.
But then
intense themes.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. But
I think on the other side of it, me and Mac just kind of find, for each song we kind of find a rhythm.
We just kind of find
a rhythm, and often what comes from that rhythm differentiates over each time we play it. But
Yeah.
I think that's our roots in krautrock.
Yeah, you know, I can see that. Very krautrock vibe.
We've jammed for hours over motoric beats and you know, a simple repeating drum loop on a piece of tape over and over and over for hours, and I think our songwriting process is just expanding on that.
Cool. And so, because do you listen to much like krautrock or like music like that? Is that to inspire you? Like, do you all have different kind of artists and inspirations that you kind of draw from when you're creating music in a more like free space like that? This is a question, I suppose, to each of you, if you all have kind of different artist styles, genres, or like listening habits that kind of influence that.
When I sort of was originally talking to Thomas about starting a band that would play this kind of music, I was listening to a lot of Njord.
Yeah.
Who are a band from England, and they're more of a psychedelic noise rock group, but they also have a high level of krautrock influence, and you know, everything's based around repetition and stasis and just really extended music.
Mm-hmm.
So they are probably my biggest influence as a concept, not specifically for anything.
Cool.
I think probably my biggest influence as a guitarist is sort of Yola Tengo's more noisy, krautier songs.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
they have some of those like
10-minute ones with the guitar,
like spec bebop and like
yeah.
things like that.
Love that, yeah.
But I don't really listen to a lot of krautrock outside yeah. of this project.
Yeah, so. Cool.
Yeah, awesome. I know. I feel like for me, like there's some like overlap between like stuff like Yola Tango is like, you know, they are just really good.
Yeah.
But also a lot of the stuff that I listen to is like definitely more in the like shoegaze or just like noisier indie side. So my influences are a lot more like
cool.
like normal or standard, I guess.
Mm.
But with this kind of music, it's very easy to, well, not necessarily very easy, but it has the opening to just sort of be like, I'm gonna try do whatever for this song, or like, and now I'm gonna just like start hitting strings or just start doing something else, which doesn't necessarily like I'm not necessarily thinking of any music in particular. I'm doing that. I'm just like, okay, what would it sound like?
If I did that?
So
I like how you say shoegaze is like standard or like normal.
Well, like, you know,
that's how you know it's this real hectic fringe shit. Like, no normie music like shoegaze. And so what have you guys like plans for the like future of the project? You've got intentions to turn great recordings from the stuff you're doing. What's that look like at the moment?
I guess as the band first became a concept, before it became a band, I wanted the idea of doing an album with 5 songs. Each song, like the first 4 songs, have one tape loop with one beat that repeats for 10 minutes, 40 minutes, and then like a little song at the end to close off the album. We've written 3 of them. The other 2 just need to be made. And then our album will be browbeat with 4 browbeats and a browbeaten song. But there's not really... That's a fake plan.
It's pretty much we want to record an album.
Yeah.
It's definitely in the conceptual
plan. Yeah, realm,
but
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it's been concepted mostly by Izzy, I think. So
cool. No, it sounds very cool. And maybe because we're sort of here to talk about an all ages gig as well, I thought maybe it could be cool to talk about all ages music or the all ages scene and stuff. Yeah. What have all of yours experiences been like participating in or going along to or like getting to learn from and be a part of like all ages music?
I really like all ages gigs. The first gigs I was able to go to were all ages gigs in Christchurch, and there are not very many of them. But the ones that I did go to, like, you know, I had, like, you know, it was really awesome.
Yeah.
And then being able to like come here and see the all ages gigs, but actually like the all ages gigs here are really, really good.
Yeah.
And the bands here, the bands here from, like, you know, younger teenagers are really good. And, like, you know, the All Ages Dank Fest show was probably one of the more interesting things I've seen this year. And, like, bands like Talking Furniture and stuff that, like, you know, aren't allowed to play at the Crown, but it's still really, really good. And I think it's great that there's so many here, and I really like going to them. It's chill. And all the emo teenagers here are really, really good as well. The emo teenagers here, awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I love the All Ages crowd. I sort of always find myself running sound for them, so I'm wrapped up in that scene quite a bit, and I'm always seeing them play, and it's really good. I've seen bands that just get better and better and better every time, and I think in part that's like due to because everyone's friendly enough to let the All Ages bands mingle with the older bands.
Yeah, and totally.
Share bills and stuff. It's like bands like SOG that started out as quite straightforward punk, and then...
Yeah, that's so cool.
Got really interesting and really unique.
Yeah.
And, you know, wear their influences on their sleeve, but have a really special thing going on.
Yeah.
And I think it's due to just being allowed into the scene, and, like, they've really taken off, and, they're doing fantastic. Talking Furniture are doing fantastic. Everyone's doing great, actually.
Yeah.
It is really beautiful to see a band grow like that and have a space to put on better and better and better shows.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, really sort of practice the art of...
Yeah, I always remember being told by, like, some... Because I was really fortunate to grow up in a ages scene as well, and had, kind of those mentory figures that helped run stuff, and I always remember being told playing shows makes you better at playing shows. Yeah. And I feel like that's what why all edges music is so good, is that like you can tell that these people who like they turn you can turn 18 and then like go and play a show in a different city and just be like infinitely better than every other band in that city because that city doesn't have an all ages scene or something, and
yeah,
and you know, and these people have like learned how to play 20 shows, have learned how to go to shows, have learned stage etiquette, have learned like how to deal with things when they go wrong, and like, you know, all that sort of stuff that like you kind of you just forget when you're in amongst like music scenes and like playing music and going to gigs, that like there's not many people who have the opportunity to go to gigs so much and like get to learn from seeing all those things around them.
Yeah, so, you're so right.
Yeah, I find that really, really cool about more open and accessible music scenes.
Yeah, and especially for teenagers, like, you know, the stuff like going to gigs, if like all the gigs are at a bar and super late at night and like you want to go, and obviously your parents don't want to go, like that's not accessible for the average teenager. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, having stuff, especially like like, you know, now that I'm, you know, able to do whatever I want, like a gig being early means nothing to me. But, like, you know, that for probably a lot of kids is the difference between being able to go to the gig or not. And,
totally.
Like, you know, if they, yeah, I don't know, like, it's a, like, music is a thing that so many people care about and it should be more accessible. And I feel like in Dunedin, especially, it really is. So that's great.
Cool. And you don't have any recordings that I can play. Have you got any music that you would like me to put on? Anything in any of your hits? Well, you bet you're going to show after this anyway, Izzy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I will
play
say,
whatever music you want.
Yeah. Izzy Fife is hosting hosting a radio show co-hosted by Rumi.
That is true.
You're all sitting around.
Yeah,
you're not getting away from us.
What would you play on the drive show if you were hosting the drive show?
On the drive show? Maybe... Something kind of more chill, but still exhibiting signs of our crowd rock influence and stuff is maybe The Daily Heavy by the OCs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cool.
One of their sort of also crowd influence songs, nice and fun and cute, good drive music.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just a song I've been into at the moment.
Cool. I'll track that on, and maybe some Yola Tingo too, because I am a very big Yola Tingo fan and always love an excuse to put some on. Have you guys got any last words for the listeners, the people of Otapoti, before we have to listen to all of you again in half an hour anyway?
Come to our show on Friday.
Yeah.
And then maybe Saturday.
And Saturday too. Yeah. Make sure you go to both of them.
They will be different enough that you will enjoy both.
Yeah. And they have so many other variety of artists that like you can also go and watch other things
That's
too.
True.
Yeah. If not for us, come for any of the other amazing bands that are playing that weekend.
Yeah. And the show at Piltover is going to be early as well, so pop along. The music will start at 6:30 sharp. So definitely make it along so you can catch Rumi's 4.5 hour set. Where we have to shut the bar. Cool, thanks so much for joining me. It's a real pleasure to have you all on, and I can't wait to see you playing live.
Thanks so much for having us,
Fee.
Oh, good. Here is the OC.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.